Hi, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again with another episode. It's a solo episode.
And the background is white today because Kaden couldn't find the black one. So this is not going to be a normal thing. So we don't want to hear you guys about it because we like the black one better too. But hey, y'all.
I kind of like the white one better.
I don't like the white one better. What do y'all think? Can you guys please let us know in the comments below?
No, they've been letting us know. They love the black one. It's just like, you know.
Why do you like the white one better?
It's more girly pop-ish, you know?
I do feel you on that, but we look better against the black one. We pop more, yeah. You know? We blend in too much with this white background.
I literally look like the white background.
Yeah, like we look sickly. But we had our Friendsgiving last night. It was super fun. Yeah. I feel like we have not been on the podcast, just you and I, in so long.
Yeah, this is literally the first solo episode. Back-to-back guests is crazy, too.
I know. We never do that, but whatever.
We try to spread them out.
Yeah, we just got lucky with having two guests, and shout out to them, y'all. Really don't care for guests. We do know that.
But
and
shout out to them, though, because we really do appreciate them
coming. It's so annoying that y'all don't care for guests because it's like we try to get them so bad. Yeah. And then when we do, y'all are like, we
every
hate
time,
them.
Shit on it. Every single time. I'm like, we really be trying. We be like, we thinking of ways to get guests, how to get them. When you come, like, we be ambushing people sometimes. Come on the pod.
Right, literally.
You know?
But anyways, I feel like we haven't talked about anything with ourselves or our life in so long.
I mean,
what's new?
My life's been a blur. I kind of talked about my life last episode when DDG was late.
I mean, a little bit.
But I'm just leaving to go to New York tomorrow for Thanksgiving. So I leave 6 in the morning. So I will be out of here. Oh, but by the time y'all are watching this right now, we will have dropped the live show on our Patreon. Woo-hoo! So literally go check that out. It's the live show. We are going to have tour dates coming soon. We are going to 6 major cities. Mm-hmm. So we will be having tour dates soon. But if you want to get a sneak peek at what's going on, I will drop a little sneak peek right here so you could see.
But anyways, social media question of the week. We just want to talk about some shit with y'all. Can we talk to y'all about something or not? Y'all want to talk to y'all? Or y'all want to party? We want to do that. We thought we coming on here to talk. We didn't know we was just only partying. So we can do both. All right, social media question of the week. Okay. Does fucking a bum bring down your stock value? Yeah! Well, we know the answer to that one. Are you a reflection of the Listen, are you a reflection of the people you've had sex with?
A couple losers.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know, the best dick comes from the brokest thing, so. It does. It
really works because they ain't got no house. They ain't got no house.
Amazing. And so please check that out. But
check that out. So that's kind of just basically what we've been doing. We had the Friendsgiving, which was amazing.
Which is why Shai's hungover.
I'm extremely hungover. I look hella sick, and I'm like, no, I'm not sick. I'm just hungover. Like, I don't know. When you just drinking and just vibe, like, drinking in your house is like a different fit. It's like a different vibe.
You're
like,
safe.
The possibilities are endless, right. You know? So I was like, I was already on the road to getting drunk and being passed out, and I noticed Winter getting ready, like putting on makeup. I was like, where are you going?
She's keep like, in mind, I'm in her makeup. I'm in her makeup room,
literally
putting on all of her
and
makeup.
And so I'm like, I'm I'm on my way to getting drunk, like literally just like plastered.
Right.
Because I'm at my house. I'm thinking like, you know, that's what we do. What I do with my friend, like on Thanksgiving. Well, we went out last Thanksgiving, but most Thanksgivings when I'm at my family house, like we'd be having rap battles, freestyle, and doing all that stuff. You know, like we just have a vibe at the house, you know? But so I see her getting ready. I'm like, what is this bitch doing? She don't tell me where she going. She don't say anything. She's just like, yeah, we're just going out. We're going out. So obviously we're doing the Friendsgiving together. She takes half of her party with her, and my other half is like, now the real party starts. So we start raging some more, and then they're like, you gonna put something on? We gonna go out? I'm like,
right.
Why don't nobody want to stay? So literally we end up going to this spot. We're at this table. We're all at the table or whatever. And like I see Winter sitting down at like there's a table in there's we at the end table. There's a table in between us, and then there's Winter, and like all the girls like that were here. I mean, at the Friendsgiving, I'm like, Winter?
Kimba, we did not know we were going to the same place. I literally left our Friendsgiving, and then we ran into each other in the same, like, club.
In the same club. And then when I see them, and we all, because all the, my friends were that I was with, and we see each other and all of her friends, we like,
right.
Hey!
Right. Hey! No, yeah.
So we, like, move table situations around there. Like, it makes sense to, like, it right. don't make no sense to be in between this table. Right, so right. we move situations. So it was fun. It ended up being a great night, but yeah. I'm like, I was already on the road to being blacked out
right.
at my house. And then I ended up having to be like, be out. People was like, no, we're all going to leave. So I don't want to be blacked out at my home by myself when yeah. it's like a Friendsgiving. And I'm like, I'm not going to be doing all the cleaning. So, right. yeah.
Can you please tell them who we saw at the club last night and how weird he is?
You tell them. That's your story.
Well, I know. But like, you witnessed it, bro.
It was weird. Why, it really was.
Why are we in the freaking club? Keep in mind, I have not talked to this man since I blocked him, Mr. Ghost. What?
And you know what's crazy? He's not even, I guess because I know that he's a weirdo, he's mm-hmm. not even like all that like cute in person.
Really?
Yeah, no, it wasn't giving cute. It was giving like, he looked like, you know who he looks like? The guy who used to do those reviews on Love & Hip Hop, but like the straight version.
Guy who used to do those reviews on Love & Hip Hop.
On Love & Hip Hop and like Hip Hop Atlanta. Like he used to like, he got famous for doing like those reviews. I don't know, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
He kind of looks like that version, but the straight version.
He did not look that cute last night, but I think it's also because
he's a psycho.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah,
to
he's
me
weird.
Now.
So
he used to be fine when it was like, oh, all these good things. And then now I'm looking at it, but it was Mr. Ghost, y'all. And he was lingering in front of our table trying to get seen by me. Keep in mind, last week, maybe like 4 days ago, he texted me off of a text free number. Keep on, he's blocked. Like, unblock me, it's your future baby daddy, blah blah blah. Tries to call. I'm like, ignore. I ignore it, whatever. He tries to call me. I pick up the phone because I don't recognize the number, and he's like, please don't hang up, da da da. I'm like, quit fucking calling me. Like, I'm not joking with you. I do not want to talk to you. You're hella weird to me. Like,
This isn't funny
It's
anymore.
Turning into another stalker guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he planned to be there, but the way
that he lingered and lounged
was trying to.
What I'm telling y'all, he was like this.
Please show them.
We're right here. We're at this area.
No,
and he's not even
right
at
here.
A. And no, and he's not even at a second. Okay, so this is the table. Winter's behind the table. This is Mr. Ghost.
Literally and so
and
staring
you,
at us
staring. And have you ever had a guy that you like used to talk to, he wants you to see that he can still get
mm-hmm.
like I could see that he was like trying so hard to get another female's attention,
right.
like it was gonna like move or phase her,
right.
We were all just staring like, ew, buddy,
right.
What
keep
are
in
you
mind
doing?
I'm like with my homeboys in there too, so I'm like letting them know what's going on. I'm like, look, this guy, he's freaking being weird. Like, I dated him briefly and now he's like lingering around, like wasn't even with anyone.
Yeah.
Literally wasn't with anyone. And then he tried to say something to our friends at your side of the table. Who did he try to say something to?
I have no clue. I literally have no
I
clue.
I was like, I did everything in my fucking power to avoid eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I kept like looking at him, but like, you know when you're looking at somebody through your peripheral like this? Like mm-hmm. right now I'm looking at you, but you can't tell.
Like right now.
Wait, no, tell me the truth. Are my eyes looking at you? No. You
no,
can't tell I'm
actually,
looking at
you. Actually, your peripheral is really good. All right, well, look at mine. Can I do it?
Look at mine. No, but yeah, no, that was hella freaking weird, bro. That
no, was it was weird. That was really, so that's the, was that the highlight of your week?
No. I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
I know, right?
I feel like so much has happened. Like, so much has happened. It's like we always forget what happens when, it, like, a couple weeks goes by. Like, I'm sure we should probably start writing that, like, our highlights.
Our highlights? The highlights of the week?
Yeah, the highlight of the week. No.
Just be going with the flow, man.
Bro,
going with the motion. Going with the
I mind. Got the worst UTI. I have to talk about it. Okay. So if y'all don't know, I feel like I've talked about this on the pod. I feel like I'm very open about this, but I am very.
The Cooch Chronicles.
Yeah, the Cooch Chronicles.
Episode.
I'm very, very, what is the word? Susceptible?
Susceptible? Yeah.
I'm very prone to UTIs. I have been since I was a teenager. It's literally the doom of my life. It and anything I do, I can't drink too much caffeine. I can't, like, I wouldn't be able to drink hella soda.
Really?
I can't wear a certain type of underwear. I have to do a whole regimen for my vagine.
Wait, so you
after
get
every
UTIs?
Time I have sex.
I thought you only get UTIs from not peeing, like you holding in your pee or not peeing after sex. So you can get them from like...
You can get them, if you're prone to them, you can get them from a lot of different things.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
And then also if I drink too much, if I drink like 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row.
Yeah, and UTIs are painful.
No, so I keep in mind, I haven't had like a super painful UTI in like hella long. Mm-hmm. Like if I feel one coming on, I'll just handle it right then and there. But like for some reason, I didn't know... It just kind of hit me out of nowhere. So, bro, why am I on a freaking flight? I'm like, I feel something coming on. Let me pop an Azo before I get on this plane. You know, the thing that turns your pee orange. I'm like, let me pop an Azo before I get on this freaking flight because I don't want to be on a flight with a UTI. I have been on a flight with a UTI before, and I had to literally tell the flight attendant, I have UTI. I need you to give me a giant thing of water, and I need to chug it. And it was a lady, thank God. But, bro, I'm on this freaking 6-hour flight from New York, bro. And I took the Azo. It's not working. I don't know what the hell is going on. My back is hurting hella bad. If you guys have ever taken those freaking Azo, sometimes they'll like hurt your kidneys hella bad.
Damn.
Bro, my back was in so much pain. It wasn't working. And then I was like trying to Google, why isn't this working? And it's expired. So I look at it and I'm like, damn, I've had this for like hella long, like probably like 2 years or something, just like for a rainy emergency or whatever.
I'd be thinking medicine don't ever expire.
Right. And like I'm in first class. I'm in one of those lay flat beds, but I'm sitting up with my legs crossed and I'm like literally like this. And the flight attendant is like, keep in mind it's a man. He's like, are you okay?
Are you good?
He's like, are you good? Keep in mind, I keep getting up to go to the bathroom to go pee. And then the Azo makes me nauseous and I throw up.
You throw up in the plane?
No, I threw up like in the bathroom. I went to
the bathroom, like on the plane. That, yes, I've never thrown up on a plane, and I'm like, I feel like that's such, like, I would be claustrophobic, and then like face to that ass toilet.
Oh,
is
I'm
insane.
Not. I didn't put my face that close.
What did you do? You did the little paper bag thing?
No, I threw up in the toilet, but I wasn't like face to the toilet. Like face I was just kind of wipe it up, you know, whatever.
Oh my goodness! But I would have been no. That's a lot.
But it was literally hell. But y'all, I don't even know.
You know why? You know what's funny? When we were talking about yeast infection pills or whatever. Because I'm not really prone to yeasties a little bit. Yeasters? But like I've gotten them before, obviously. Wait, I do have a question before I say that. UTIs is the blood in the pee sometimes.
Blood?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Blood can
blood
be.
Blood in the pee sometimes?
It can be, but it's not like.
Not all the time?
No. That's only happened to me one time.
I feel like that happened to me the first time I ever got a yeast infection, and I thought I was dying.
Blood is scary.
It was like I was 17, and that was when I first started having sex, and I didn't really like understand like the you have to pee every time after sex. Like regardless if I'm on that toilet for 32 minutes and not a drop of pee.
You know some people don't, right?
That is insane.
That's insane.
Strong coochie.
Right. Robo coochie.
Robo coochies. But no, I was saying, but it's funny that you said that the pill didn't work for you because yeast infection pills don't work for me anymore. I have to have the suppository or the cream. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean you're probably resistant to it. It probably
the Diflucan or
Diflucan.
Yeah,
the yeast infection pills. But bro, I'm allergic to them.
Really?
I'm literally allergic to them. Every time I have taken one, I get like this rash on my fingers and in my mouth and on my lip. I don't know what it's called, but it's definitely an allergic reaction. But I don't know. I was like, if I take a Benadryl with it, will I be okay?
I don't know. The last time I had a yeast infection, it was because.
Nope. The lower.
Not the last time I had one after that. But I remember when it was something, when I was taking pills for my antibiotics. Antibiotics always like
give me a
yeast infection. I don't know what it is, but like they always do it. I'm like, bro.
No, they do that to everybody.
Really?
Yes, because it's antibiotics. It's messing with the balance of
of your vagina. Yeah, like the good and the bad
so annoying
bacteria.
Being a woman.
God.
So much shit. It's so much
it's
shit,
so much
bro.
Coochie maintenance.
And
you
people
know?
Be thinking like, oh, a girl, you just have to worry about getting a period. No.
That ain't it.
It's just way.
It's way more to that.
But, oh, and then also, other update. I've just been dating.
Oh.
I've just been dating, you know?
Is that new? Is not new.
I feel like it is. I wasn't dating anybody.
You always date.
I've been dating multiple people.
Oh.
So, okay. I haven't been really trying to date multiple people, but I have been, you know, like, talking to multiple people, but... I'm kind of forcing myself because I don't want to get too like overly fixated on one person and like just who I am. I'm so loyal to a fault that I will be feeling like I need to be loyal to somebody that I'm not in a relationship with. Yeah. And I really had to tell myself, like, I need to get out of this. Like, I need to stop focusing on one person and I need to not be accessible to one person all the time. And basically, like, you know, having somebody feel like, oh, they got it like that and they don't even have to wife me type vibe. So Yeah.
I will say, I think this is a good route for you. If you're not going on the route of like just like self work or something, like, I'm not saying that you aren't doing that, but I'm like saying if you don't want to, if you're not dating at all, I would rather you date multiple people than not date at all, or just date one specific person. Because it's like, I do feel like you are, in a sense, sometimes like, you know, too involved. If I could say, like, you too involved with, like, when you get in, when you start talking to that one person, you too involved when they're not probably even there yet sometimes. And it'd be like, no, like, keep your options open, you know? I think that's a good thing for
it's
you.
It's just so hard for me. But, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's going cool. But I'm also like, how do people have time for this shit?
Yeah. I've never
understood it either. I can't sit up here and text 2-3 people, baby. Like, I'll get back to one of y'all the next day, the day after.
I've definitely had my phases of, like, dating multiple. Like, I've gone through phases of dating, like, multiple people. But they always, like, you know, like, fall. They drop like flies after a while. Like, they end up doing it to themselves. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, the last contender is the one that's standing.
Whoever applying that pressure.
Yeah, exactly. And it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But what have you watched or read this week?
Oh, what have I watched or read? Honestly, I've just been watching Hell's Kitchen. I have not. I don't have a good show right now.
Is Hell's Kitchen the one with Egypt, right? Or no?
Yeah, that's the new one. How do you know that? Is that the new season?
Off TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait. No, I've been watching that one. Is that the new season? I've been watching it. That there is.
I think it's really. I think it's recent because
I just clicked it on. I literally just clicked it on. Yeah, I was just like, because I don't know what. Oh, I tried to start Gossip Girl and I hated it.
Really?
You finished Gossip Girl?
I've never even.
Yeah, because, you know, people are, like, obsessed with that show.
I was, you know what I used to be watching when those things came out? You know what I really randomly like? Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I love Gilmore Girls.
I loved Gilmore Girls.
I finished Gilmore Girls.
I used to love NCIS, Criminal Minds, Forensic Files, Snapped, Gilmore Girls.
We know Snapped. No, I'm just kidding. No, I know. I miss shows like that. Like, they don't do that kind of TV anymore.
Martin, in Living Color, Living Single. I used to love. I used to watch all of those shows with like my sisters and stuff. And one of my sisters used to beat me up to watch Animal Planet all the time.
Oh my god, I watch Animal Planet all the time.
I can't stand Animal Planet because she used to like force me to watch it. We had one TV.
Yeah.
Had no TVs in the other rooms. And then you know the funny thing, when we were younger, we couldn't watch TV on school days, and my mom wouldn't get home till 5 o'clock. So we'd be like, "Mommy's coming home," and we would like have to hurry up and cut the TV off and like go in our rooms and like act like we doing homework.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Cynthia.
Yeah, I grew up on Animal Planet. I'm not going to lie. That's probably why I know so many random animal facts.
Yeah. And what's a random animal fact right now?
A random animal fact. I remember I got into a big ass freaking fight with my cousin about this, actually, because we argued and he was saying when a skunk sprays, it comes out of the tip, the very tip of his tail. And I was saying, no.
No, it comes out their butt.
I was like, it doesn't come out of the tip of their tail. So we got into like this huge argument. Keep in mind, he's older than me. And that was the first time I really felt like I knew it all. So,
in a situation involving a man, I am better than you.
Right. So, I don't know. It was very good. But anyway, social media question of the week.
I didn't say what I watched or read.
Oh, God. I hate this fucking segment.
What I read today was The Housemaids by Freda McFadden. And I know a lot of people recommended this book to me, and I absolutely loved it. I would give it like a 10 out of 10 for sure. I love a good plot twist in a book. Like, I love books that I really cannot, I can't wait to like turn the next page and figure out what's going on. So I think that there's a series to this. So I started it with The Housemaids by Freda McFadden, and I think there's going to be, there's like three books with this series. Yeah, it was good. It was a plot twist. It was basically like,
don't tell me.
I can't. You ain't gonna read it.
I was gonna ask you to borrow it.
Oh, were you?
I swear.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's like two parts to it. And like the second part, you kind of have a guess, but it's just like you don't really know. So, I mean, I think it's pretty solid. I think it's pretty good. It's about like a maid, obviously, seeing what goes on behind closed doors in looking like a perfect couple.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And seeing the inside scoop.
Love that. Love that.
So now you can go to social media question of the week.
Social media question of the week. Speaking of this question, we actually asked this question at Friendsgiving yesterday, and you didn't say me.
Oh, and you know what's funny? I noticed you said me.
Yes. I was like, oh,
okay.
Bet. And so she- bet. But the question is, what are you thankful for?
I said, first things first, my good looks and charm.
Yeah, that's what she says over... So selfish, so self-absorbed.
I didn't say just that. I said for all of my friends and family, for everyone being here, you're obviously incorporated in that. I didn't know I had to single you out. And I said this is something that me and Winter did to incorporate all of our friends and family, so you actually were included in it. Exactly.
I don't recall that statement.
I did say that, and it's recorded.
Yeah, we'll have to
Look at it.
We'll have to look at that footage.
Because the Friendsgiving is going to be on our Patreon as well, you guys.
Yes.
I don't know when, but we have to still edit that. But yeah. the live show is definitely on there right now, and you're watching this.
Yes. What am I thankful for? Oh, wait.
I'm thankful for you, baby girl.
Oh, I needed to hear it. I needed it. No. Is that it? Say what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my good life. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for this platform. I'm thankful for being able to do things that I love with my best friend. I'm thankful for my relationship. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my good health. I'm thankful I don't have a yeast infection right now. I'm thankful that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a lot of things that I'm thankful for. Like, I'm blessed. And I honestly do think that we need to remember to take time to be thankful, because there's a lot of things that could be wrong.
Yeah.
And like, I was telling my friend this the other day when I went to go volunteer, I was like, it motivates me to even work a little bit more, because
what? Oh yeah,
I really
like, I don't want to end up homeless.
You're really good, and right. I don't know. I'm just that's the obviously the not the bottom of the barrel, but like that's a
I
deep
mean I don't
stretch.
Think you would ever
that's a deep stretch for me, but it is just like a it's just a reminder that like yeah. it could always be worse.
Yeah.
So I'm obviously always grateful and gracious and filled with gratitude, and you know. I'm just blessed to be here, man. Blessed to be around like such a great supportive system of yeah. people that love me and that I love back.
Amen, sister.
Amen, sister.
I am thankful for all of the same things.
2004. You can't ditto me, double back,
all right.
piggyback it.
I am thankful for...
Wah, wah, wah.
No, for real. Yeah, no, I'm thankful for the same things. I'm thankful that we've built up this platform. I'm thankful for all of the viewers, the listeners, my friends, my mom, like, you know, all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I mean, we are very blessed. Like, sometimes it's easy to, like, get clouded by minuscule issues and think that, oh, I mean, this is terrible. Yeah. But, like, we really do live a life that people dream of.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm thankful I get to travel all the time. I get mm-hmm. to travel the world. I meet new, interesting people.
Pay your bills, have a roof over your head.
I can pay my bills. Mm-hmm. I'm never missing a meal. I pull finances. Like, the antibiotics kicking in.
We
shouldn't be mad about. No.
So, wait, have you experienced a little bit of seasonal depression yet?
No.
I kind of was feeling it a little bit of just like, because I wasn't like, I don't know. I was missing my family. Yeah. I just was like, every single holiday has been like, even for Halloween, I was just like, oh, I don't feel like doing yeah. anything. So I was kind of like feeling a little bit of like stressy and depressy. I don't know why. I just couldn't explain it. I'm just a girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like the holidays were approaching. But you know what really like shifted? Mm. When I like bought a Christmas tree, I had old decorations in my storage. So I used the old decorations for my storage. Mm-hmm. And like, it just... I would suggest this to people. If you are feeling a little down and out, go buy some like little
festive.
Something festive yeah. just to be around your house. Even if it's you don't even have your own house yet, your own room, just yeah. something. And like when I walk into my apartment and I see my little Christmas tree bright and lighting right. up, I'm like, oh my goodness.
I need to go.
I love
one.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cute. So that's one thing that I did to kind of like, you know, like
brighten the mood.
Yeah, brighten the mood. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and honestly, the same, if you don't have the funds for that, I went to the Dollar Tree mm-hmm. and the dollar, I'd be forgetting.
The Dollar Tree's a thing?
No, I forget, but I'm going back there for sure mm-hmm. because they have the same thing. They're like Amazon, like literally they're mm-hmm. like Amazon,
mm-hmm.
but way cheaper. Amazon mm-hmm. be having the same shit, but be mm-hmm. taxing.
I wonder why that is. Why can they charge so cheap?
I don't know, but I don't know how the dollar store is still alive in this inflation.
Well, a lot of them have closed down. Did you not see the video?
Yeah, I
They're
know.
They're shutting down Dollar Tree.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is it's a sad day for Dollar Tree.
Yeah, no.
You know what I secretly pray for a lot? Mm. And this is something that we talked about all the time, because she's an orderer on online stores.
Nonstop.
I like to go into like, you know, mom and pop shops. Mm-hmm. I like to like, you know, support small
mom
businesses.
Mom and pop, bitch, you like to go into Ralph's.
No, I'm just saying, no, around my area, what
Actually,
do I do?
That's true.
Exactly.
You do have some nice little markets by your
I do. I love a good market yeah. spot, and I go there, and I do mom and shop stuff, mom and pop
stuff. She does, actually.
All the time. So, yeah, but why? Because I'm like, I want these things to stay alive and thrive, and like, Aww. And I feel like when people don't show up to these spots, they're like, we might as well just close down and be online. Yeah. I don't want the world to be online.
I feel you on that. I mean, I do get
I need
get
personal
it.
Interactions.
I get it as far as like the mom and pop shops, but... For me, I don't like going into like Ralph's. I don't like going into like, I mean, Target is a little different. But honestly, I don't even like going into Target. I don't like having to interact with people like that.
What about
that?
Malls?
Hate them all.
That's why people are depressed, because they don't have human interactions anymore.
I kind of been going to the mall a little bit, like by around where you live, mm-hmm. a little bit. But, you know, I don't like people looking at me. And, you know, sometimes people do approach me, which mm-hmm. I'm fine when people do approach me. But if I'm by myself, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, you know, there are some times, like when I have like my regular like scheduled maintenance, there mm-hmm. are some times where I wish
what?
I wasn't as like personable.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, I go into these nail shops. You know, when we go to a nail shop together, like, winter's quiet. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, because I'm like, and I'm talking to the people the whole
like
way through.
Like, they're her homegirl. Literally. I'm like, okay.
And then there's some days where I just want to be like, all right, I don't feel like talking. I want right. to be quiet. So I do get it. But yeah. it'd be like, once I start interacting and talking, I'm like, oh, well, I love these interactions, you know?
I
think they make the world go round.
I mean, I feel you, but even like, I just was in New York and I wanted to walk around and shop for the first time, like mm-hmm. in Soho, because, you know, I don't really do that. Like, I don't walk around nowhere. I don't mm-hmm. walk nowhere.
And you're by yourself? You don't walk nowhere.
I was by myself.
Wow.
I was walking around New York. I went to eat by myself multiple times.
How was that?
It was great.
I told you.
But you know what? I'm starting to really love New York.
Yeah. Put
like,
the cup down.
Like, I literally could move to New York. I mm-hmm. love it. Like, and I used to always say, oh, I hate New York. And now I'm like, no, I love it here. It's just, it's so
lively.
It's so much more alive than LA. Mm-hmm. Like, LA is so burnt out, mm-hmm. so dead. Like, we don't even have half as many interesting restaurants.
No
like,
restaurants.
The shopping is better.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I hate to say it like this, but if we didn't have the podcast, I would move to New York.
Let's go.
You would not move to New York.
I literally would move to New York. The only reason why I haven't moved to New York is because we have the podcast.
Really?
What do you think?
We need to think about this for real. I'm really down.
Well.
But then you would have to live with your boyfriend. And I don't want to do that.
I would. What do you think? We would live together? Absolutely.
No, I'm not living with you, bitch. I'm grown.
Exactly. I'm a grown ass woman. Where else would I live if I'm living
in New York? I don't want you to live with your boyfriend. Then I come over and it's y'all house. I'd be at your house too much. I need my own space.
If you were
with
to come to, if you were to come there, regardless wherever I'm at,
I
the older we get,
I don't believe in living with a man before you're married.
That's your thoughts, not mine. Mm. But the older we get, that's gonna eventually happen. So you need
when you get married.
You don't know my timeline for what I'm gonna do with my life with my man.
Do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying.
Anyways.
You don't know it.
Anywho, but no, I really would move to New York, and I don't know. It would definitely be a good thing.
I've been saying that, like, but honestly, you know what it is though? Like, I go there and I'm like, they have the seasons. The thing that
I like
love,
the seasons.
The thing that I love, and that's one thing I don't like. I do not like
the snow.
I hate the snow. I hate the cold. You know me. Yeah. I've been loving the cold a little bit more, but I hate the cold. I hate rain.
Yeah.
I'm really affected by like the weather sometimes. Like, if it's a gloomy day outside,
oh, like you'll be depressed.
No, not depressed. I wouldn't be depressed. I would just be lazy.
I would be lazy.
I would be lazy as hell. I'd be like, well, it's raining. I would excuse everything for rain. I'd be like, can't do it.
I get that. I mean, I think I'm kind of doing that now with the time change.
Yeah.
I'd be literally, I swear to God on my life, I'm in bed at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, time to call it. Like.
No, I just seen this meme and it was just like, this time change really confusing me. I'd be ready to fuck at 4 p.m.
No, bro, I'm so serious. Like, I just don't understand how it went from getting dark at 9 o'clock to now it's dark at 5 o'clock. And it was only a 1 hour.
I would live in that place where it's sun 24 hours a day. That's my
Alaska.
Mood.
Alaska?
No,
is it Alaska?
No, it's somewhere else. Like, in, it's like Greenland or something like that. I don't know.
It's Alaska.
Fact check that, Caden.
Fact check. But no, yeah. So yeah, no, I loved it. And then I was walking around, but I will say in New York, oh shit, okay, I'm gonna stop. I will say in New York, we have a lot of supporters in New York. So mm-hmm. I was getting stopped a lot in New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, you know, actually I was really on the phone most of the time, just yapping away.
Yep,
I feel like
that was
like keeping me company, like
on the phone
while I'm being by myself.
See?
I was getting shit done.
You're starting, you're getting there. But when I like to be by myself, I won't
solitude.
Even touch my phone. Solitude. I'd be like, I need complete. Like,
really?
I don't. Like, if I'm eating dinner,
mm-hmm.
I will literally just be.
So not even. Looking
I'm a
at
psychopath.
Your phone? Not looking at your phone.
If I feel like people are watching me or something, then I'll be like, all right, let me just. You know, it's a comfort.
So you just be.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay.
And then like when I went to the when I was at the not the Grove, was the Americana, I made friends with this lady right next to me. We follow each other on Instagram. She might be watching. Hey, girl. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, see, I ain't that damn friendly.
No, but I love that you are doing that. And that was something that, you know, you said you wanted to do more a lot. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're doing it. And New York is the best place to do that.
I loved it.
But you know what I've been paying attention to? Like, what? Now that I've been shopping and doing all of these things. And I talked about it on my Instagram.
What?
People not wanting to work.
Oh, my God. I know.
People not wanting to work. And I'm like, usually during the holidays, it's like it's employees galore. Like, it's holiday staffing for sure. And it's just like I was getting a little backlash about it when I said it. Because I said basically I was like, people don't really want to work anymore. I feel like a lot of people have so much entitlement. I feel like Kim K. Do the fucking work.
Right.
Put in the work. People don't want to work. Because I'm like, I feel like people are like, it's a lot of like entitlement of like, well, I'm not going to do this because I feel like this, and this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when did entitlement overcompass money, bills?
Bro, I just literally, did you see the video I made about this on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
I swear to God, 2 days ago, I made a video about this.
I literally talked about this yesterday on my Instagram.
That is so crazy because I literally just made a video because I saw this girl who's pregnant with her second child. And keep in mind, when she had the first baby, she was broke as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have nowhere to live. Didn't have no furniture. Sleeping on the floor. Like, whatever. Got a baby daddy. I don't know what he doing with the damn money. What she doing with the damn money. Mm-hmm. Always got a vape.
Drugs.
Always got a vape in her hand.
Oh, it pissed me off when somebody ain't got a job, but they always smoking a blunt.
Right. And then I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Let me just mind my goddamn business. And now she's pregnant again. And same, like, she had, like, showed the baby setup. And it was like some shit that she had begged for off of TikTok. And she's like, yeah, thank you guys for doing this. You can't even put your baby in a crib and you're pregnant with a second.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just so confused. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. While, like, I'm just so baffled. Like, people will sit up there and be dead broke as hell and be like, oh, I want a baby. You need to get a job. You need to want a job. That's what you need to want. And, like, it sounds so harsh, but, like, I just think it's so selfish. Mm-hmm. It's so selfish to keep bringing kids into the world when you're lazy as hell. You're not going to get off your ass and you're going to put your kids in these predicaments where they don't have clean clothes or new clothes or a roof over their head that's nice and clean and organized.
They don't have any structure and they don't have any stability. And it's, like, it's selfish to bring someone into that they didn't ask for that.
Right. It's just, I don't know. I just think it's selfish. I think it's messed up. I mean, me personally, like, I come from a family who does not have money. And one thing about it, my mom made sure that she was like, I'm going to make sure I can provide for my daughter. I'm going to work my ass off.
Yeah.
And she did. So I'm like, there's no excuse because I've seen my own mother do it with no help, no, you know, single mom, like all of that. So
I've seen my sister. I've seen one of my sisters do it. I've seen my mom.
Right.
Even though she had my dad's help. But like, to me, still to this day, like, sometimes I couldn't even understand how she would do it with that many people.
Right. But yeah, no. So that was that just pissed me off.
That blew, that annoys me too. I think it's extremely selfish. And I feel like, honestly, once you have a child, if you're not motivated for nothing, if you're not motivated for yourself, at least be motivated for that little baby.
You gotta do it for your son, girl.
You gotta do it for my son. I need me a baby so I can be more motivated. What are we talking about?
Literally.
Like, I definitely don't like that. I don't agree with that at all. And it's just like, what are you doing? You
need
that
better pussy management. Too many people comfortable begging.
People, they're comfortable with begging. Oh my God. And you know what I hate more than everything? You've seen it when I posted on my story before, when like men,
what?
Go back to selling drugs. Get off of TikTok. Stop doing that stuff. Go on the corner. I can't stand, especially seeing hood niggas prop up a camera and
like, hello. I'm an NPC.
Yeah, I'm an NPC. What the hell are you doing?
I get it for some people because like that's their thing, but I don't know. It's just
Go sell drugs. Go on that corner.
Go hit the block.
Go hit the block. Do something. But no, I brought it. I thought of it because I was just like, I'm tired. Like, I'm seeing help wanted. Yeah. Every single wear.
Yeah.
And it's like some people are like, well, this is something that a girl had backlash about. She was like, well, I'm not working nowhere when minimum wage is $13 an hour. So are you gonna not pay your bills either? Are you gonna, like, shit don't slow down because you're trying to go on strike for minimum wage.
That's what
it's like, I don't get that.
One of the girls that I even like was thinking of when I was talking about the moms and stuff, her and her six kids living in a one bedroom. She got the kids sleeping in the living room on the floor and her and the baby daddy in the room. Hunching, making new babies. She's pregnant again. And she's like, oh, yeah, my man doesn't want to work because you know, it's only $22 an hour, so it wouldn't cover our bills anyways. So you're not even going to try.
So you're not going to try?
You're not going to double up? Like, two jobs? Like, I'm so confused. So, like, what's going on here? Like, I'm it's so selfish. And then to have another baby on the way is just, like, okay.
Insane. And you know what's crazy? One thing about me, like, I've been in multiple different, and I said this, I was like, I've been in multiple different positions in my life. And thankfully, I'm in, like, a decent one. Mm-hmm. At least I have some savings. I'm in a good position.
Yeah.
Better position than I've been before. But one thing about me, I've worked two jobs. Mm-hmm. When I had a goal that I wanted to move to California, mm-hmm. I was busting my ass. Mm-hmm. I worked two jobs. I did what I had to do. I literally did what I had to do to get where I wanted mm-hmm. to be. So it's just, to me, it just, I don't understand when people are consistently talking about, like, struggling and not having funds mm-hmm. when Target hiring. When right. Jamba Juice has hiring wanted, hiring
you
now.
You want to know what it really is? It's because everybody wants to be a content creator.
Yeah, and it's just like that still takes time to grow and evolve. And it's mm-hmm. just like they are those random people that have those spurts to fame, like right. Hop2 Girl or this and that. Yeah. But that also dwindles down as well because it's like if you can't have sustainability in this career path and you don't have good money management, you back on your ass again. And I hate, but I also hate when social media people will like down somebody or like chastise somebody for having a regular job. Right. Or like when I guess some rapper, I forgot a rapper, but he was doing Uber. I was so annoyed with how people were like clowning him for mm-hmm. being an Uber driver. When it's just like, he making ends meet while you on the other end of the phone like laughing at that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely told people to go clock in.
Go clock in, yeah.
But that's only if they like pick on me or like bully me. I'd be like, go clock in, like, you know, but
it's it's like to an extent of like people being like working regular jobs mm-hmm. when they have had a certain amount mm-hmm. of fame. But it's like to mm-hmm. sustain where you at in life. Like, I think that it's more honorable mm-hmm. and admirable to be like, I'm a humbly go do something because I still have bills to pay. I have mouths to feed, right. including my own.
That's so funny because I follow this boy on TikTok. His name is Ace. And he just started being an Amazon driver. Mm-hmm. And I saw people clowning him for that. And it's like, what is wrong with him going to go be a damn Amazon driver? If, first of all, Amazon pays. Yeah. And second of all, if he needs to pay his damn bills, what? Is he going to sit around and wait for y'all to pay him? Or is he going to get his money himself? Like, at the end of the day, like, you either going to be a bum or you're going to go get some money.
Yeah.
And you can go get some money one or two ways, a legal way or an illegal way. And it is what it is. Some people don't want to go to damn jail.
One girl said, I ain't working them jobs when selling pussy make more money.
I'm crying. Look, hey, that's a job too. Hey, I'm not going to knock
Look, it. We support all. Support it all.
We definitely support it all. But, oh, wait, another thing I wanted to talk about, bro. It's so fucked up. Did you see the Lake and Riley situation?
I've seen that you put that on there, but I have no idea what that is.
So this girl, a student, in Georgia, she was a nursing student. I think she was 22 years old. Goes for a jog in broad daylight. Ends up getting unalived by a man who is not a citizen. So it's like a huge thing about that. And he came into the country on one of those. I guess they have like free flights for immigrants sometimes to like get them to where they need to go when they're like trying to, you know, get settled in or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I forgot what the word is, but so, you know, that's like gonna drive people crazy. Gonna put a fuel under. Oh,
Was it a white woman?
Yep. And you know, when a white woman die, that's a little different because mm-hmm. they all gonna they talk all. About it. That's national news
that
right
national
there.
News.
But I mean, oh my goodness, it is just so sad. Even like the details of the case, like he tried to essay her, mm-hmm. did not. He was not able to SA her, and she fought for her life for 17 minutes and called the police as well from her Apple Watch.
And they were on the phone here in the
whole thing? She called as she was passing away. Like, I guess she tried to call. It didn't go through or something. Then she tried to call again. There's, like, actual, like, sound from it. And he's, like, I think he's done for. But I'm just – it's just so sad that, like – women can't even go for a run.
In the daytime. Yeah, that's sad.
Like, because, like, as women, you know, as soon as it's dark, we, like...
We hibernation. Can't do it.
Can't do nothing.
And you know what's funny? There's a thing where it's just, like, I've seen this thing. Men don't understand that we can't run errands at night.
Right.
Like, I cannot... That's why they don't understand me, like, oh, my girl, gas ain't gonna be, like... Right. In the morning, the gas ain't gonna be on E.
Right.
Because I cannot go pump gas
at night.
I don't
want to sit at the gas station.
Like, I'm not sitting at the gas station at night. It's dangerous. I cannot insert money in the bank at night, like at the ATM. Like, there's certain things that we cannot do. So to be afraid in the daytime when a like when I'm supposed to feel safe when it's daylight.
Right. Even right now, since it's getting dark so early, I had to go to CVS before I came here, and it's dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, like, I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm hoping nobody's following me in, following me out, like, whatever the case. And then even after this, I'm like, damn, I want to go to the grocery store, and I'm like, it's dark.
Yeah.
And it's just so annoying that we have to live like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, you know what I think I'm about to do? I think I'm about to buy a smaller pew-pew that I can keep on me all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's not legal in California.
Wait, it's not?
I mean, unless you have to have a carry license. And I still do because I will have to go to court for that if it comes down to it. But, like, I have my license for it, but I don't have a license to carry. But I need to get a smaller
pew-pew. Wait, I don't get that.
Like, what
you have a license to carry, but you don't
I have a license for my gun, but you have to have like an open carry or something.
Mm, don't they do that in Texas, right?
Yeah, it's like something like that, but I don't have that.
But that makes me uncomfortable though when I see like, and I know a lot of
somebody
people.
Somebody with a gun?
Yeah, like
with a gun. I wouldn't show it though.
No, but like it'd be people like in Texas, like.
Yeah, on
like
their hip.
Full fledged rifles and all this and that. I'm like, what are we doing?
Right, it's just a little too much for me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's true, but also, the way that I think about it sometimes, like, I do wish we kind of had laws like Texas a little bit when it comes to the guns, because I feel like there would be less mass shootings if people were like, well, I don't know who got a gun in here. Somebody could just shoot me immediately. Like, in California, we don't all have guns.
Why not just take away guns, though? Like, why not have stricter regulations on guns? But there are statistics that show, like, other countries that don't have guns, the crime rate 1,000% is down. Like, the mass shootings are down.
I wish that we didn't, but I'm just like, I feel like they're already out there.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what are we going to do? Go collect everybody's weapons?
I said Lindsay needs a gun for sure.
Oh, for sure.
For sure needs a gun. I'm like, baby girl, at this point, it's like.
I told her where I went for mine.
I had to spend the night at her house, and I'm like, we two little ladies, all we got is pepper spray.
Look.
Like, what am I going to do to help? Like, but
no, definitely need that. I know this one girl on TikTok. I follow her too. Her name's Destiny. Shout out you. She don't play with her gun stuff. She has like a holster in her titty. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't even go on runs without it. Like, she keep it with her all the time. And I'm at that point too. Like, where I want just something small, like something real small.
Something cute and little pink.
My gun is like kind of big.
Yeah.
So, I can.
She get down. She don't play. She got a gun on her.
I do. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's a big scary.
We should take a self defense class for Patreon.
Oh my God. That's a great idea. But you know, I know how to.
Yeah. You know, I got kicked out of karate because I was fighting too street.
Really?
No, like legitimate when I was younger. I got kicked out.
What, you was snatching hair in?
No, I was. They was like. Kick, block. I'm like, bitch, they beating me up. Pop, 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 pop. Got kicked out. They were like, yeah, we've told her too many times. She can't. I'm like, I'm not about to get beat up. We're not about to do karate in the streets. So what are we doing?
No, for real, though. Because, like, when I think about karate, I'm like, when are you actually going to use this?
Yeah, when are we going to? But no.
Like, I'm not going to be like, let's in a go. Fight. Like, come on now.
No, I would love to know, like, pressure points. Like, punching somebody in the neck and watching them like, I did that. Like, I mean, this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess stuff like that definitely is good to know. But. We should definitely take a self-defense class.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it's scary. Like, you know what scares me sometimes? Like, you know if you're, like, play fighting with a man or something?
Oh, there.
And then he's hella strong and you realize, okay, wait, I actually wouldn't be able to get out of this situation if I really wanted to. Like, it's scary.
No, it is. You know what? That's so crazy you say that because, like, a man's, it's no comparison. A man's strength is, like, it is frightening and it is overwhelming sometimes. It's just like, oh, like, I really can't do anything.
Right. It's scary. It definitely is scary. But rest in peace to Lakey and Riley, that whole situation. You got to look that whole thing up, bro. It was crazy.
There was actually a lot of stuff that, like, I seen, but I didn't even put on here because it was going to be, like, a news broadcast at this point because it was a lot of, like, creepy things. Like, let me just read some of them out to you that I, like, saved.
What?
And I'm just like, it's so much, but since you. Why don't I have no service? All right, here it is. But yeah, it was a lot. Let me read you a few of these because they're crazy.
Okay. I'm scared.
One of them is preacher father sets up daughter with HIV positive husband in a secret affair. And let me read it to you.
Oh, this is my what God. He said. You know I don't want to hear about that. You know I don't want to hear about that.
At 19, her father, her, her by. At 19, Brenda was introduced to a man by her father, a respected pastor in their community, under the guise of friendship. This introduction soon led to marriage and the couple having a child together. This is where my mouth dropped. However, the relationship unraveled when Brenda learned that her husband was HIV positive, a fact he had concealed from her. The betrayal deepened when the investigation and confession revealed that her father, the preacher, was not only aware of her husband's condition, but he was also engaging in sexual relationships with him. I was like, this is absolutely insane.
What? Okay, what? I'm confused. How did she not know her husband had HIV if they had a kid together?
The kids don't have anything. But I'm like, I thought you get tested for all that when you're pregnant.
But also, you could be undetectable too and not pass it to your partner. So that could also be why. I don't know.
HIV is the undetectable. I mean, you have it, but the AIDS is the full-blown where it's just like, nah, I'm on my way.
Yeah, and people can like have it.
But people can have the undetected. But isn't that insane? Another one.
No, that's so hard for me.
Three adults arrested for child endangerment after they stuffed a 6-year-old boy in a laundromat dryer and turned it off for 1 minute. Reportedly wanted to punish him for crying over chips. What? Another one. Where's the other one at? Oh, this is the most recent one, and this is the one that I did put down. Popular content creator known for teaching women how to become a quote-unquote trophy wife says her husband allegedly essayed their 2- and 4-year-old daughters, also said he raped her 4 times in the beginning of their marriage. And so this woman,
I'm so confused.
So I went down that little rabbit hole quickly just to
I've seen the videos of it, but I haven't watched them.
So yeah, so I went down the little rabbit hole of it. And so basically,
what's her name?
Her name is Isis. Mm-hmm. So basically Isis gained a little bit of notoriety by doing the same thing like Shira 7 does. Like, and she said one of her first videos was like, you know, I came across Shira 7 and like she just inspired me so much. Right. And like, you know, I've built a whole livelihood off of the advice that she would give on social media. So one thing leads to another. She gains this notoriety from being a certified trophy wife. She always like has videos after videos and videos of being like, if you want to get a good man, a successful man, if you want a man to take care of you, you got to do A, B, and C, D, et cetera, et cetera. So timeline was basically that. So she said she was getting all of this advice from Shira. So she did her own thing. She ends up having like an ebook. Like, so she's like known as
she's
like
doing her thing.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. So she goes on the internet and she's just basically saying that, you know, she's crying and she's just like, she noticed that her child, and this is really sad to me because, you know, little baby girls have like essentially the same, like obviously it's just a baby vagina. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so sick to think about. And like, I can't even comprehend it. I think those type of people should die. I think they should be below the jail cell. I think they should be rotting in hell, but I'm getting besides the point. But so she noticed that it was like a little red in that area. And so she said
he was like full blown penetrating this
but,
girl.
But this is the thing. And I don't know about full blown penetration. I don't know just being like touched. I don't know. She didn't get into the details to that extent. But this is where I'm thrown for a loop because he's sick. He's disgusting. It's disturbing. He should go to hell. He should rot and die. But, and I don't even think I'm going too hard over that. But like, I don't think so at all. But I do not understand. I think it's dangerous for a woman to want a relationship that bad.
Right, right.
I think it's dangerous for a woman to put, she already had a child before that in a relationship with someone. I think it's dangerous for a woman to continue to be with a man who her 4 times in the beginning of their relationship, in the beginning of their marriage, and then proceeds to have 2 children with this man and that they're both daughters.
Right.
I think that it is a dangerous thing for someone to want to be in love and to want to put up with a whole bunch of shit to be in a relationship.
I mean, that's true, but at the end of the day, like, you can't I don't want to victim blame. I don't like.
I'm not victim blaming her because I'm not victim blaming her. But no, because at the end of the day, somebody needs to take accountability as well. She found that man. She tells the story. She found that man on eHarmony. So she said she got with this man. A week later, he was just like, nobody's moving in my house unless we're going to be married. She got a ring, proposed to him. They moved in the house a week later. So somebody at this point, what's not clicking?
Right.
No, I'm not victim. Here. Like, something's actually like off in that situation. And I'm not victim blaming at all because at the end of the day, what he did is all on him.
But also,
but you're putting yourself in that predicament. You're putting yourself in those situations. And I think that any woman should take this situation and learn from it. You don't bring people, you don't even know somebody after a week.
Right.
And why would you have children with somebody?
Why would you have your child around somebody?
Why would you have somebody, a child around somebody? And you that desperate, you get a ring yourself?
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Something's not clicking. Something's not right at all.
No, I definitely do understand that. I think that there's a lot of people who do that and they just are, you know, hyped to have a man. You can't trust your kids around really nobody.
No.
You can't even trust your kids around their own father, which is sad because, like, that's ultimately what it is. Those are his kids, which is just weird and so, so, so far beyond me. But, yeah, no, it's disgusting. I'm going to go watch it when we leave here. But
and it's all, like, I'm getting these bits. That's allegedly what happened. That's how the storyline went down.
Right.
And so, like, and it's all a lot of things from her own mouth. Like, no, so these are, like, allegedly a lot of these things have, like, happened. She says the storyline. Uh-huh. But I just think this is, like, this is a sad indication of what happens when you are extremely desperate to get in a situation. And it also goes hand in hand with, if you didn't want to work, she said that. She wanted to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to work. She wanted to be a housewife. She wanted to be a trophy wife. Mm-hmm. But those situations, you wouldn't put yourself in the predicaments if you had your own money, if you had your own funds, if you were able to support you and your child. Mm-hmm. Like, you put yourself in these predicaments, in these situations, because you ain't got the funds. Yeah. And then you sabotaging your children.
I definitely think if you are gonna be a trophy wife, I do still think you should have your own money. I always say that. Woman should always have their own money, have their own hustle. And the best thing is when you are being taken care of and you are making your own money, because you just stacking up bread. And trust me, I've been in the situations where I'm getting all my bills paid, but I'm like making so much money because I ain't spending none. So it's just like, It's great. So
it is great. And I always think that you should have a joint account and your own account. I do.
Joint account?
And when you marry.
Oh.
I believe in joint accounts. You're supposed to have a joint account, and then I think you should have your own separate account.
I agree.
I really do.
I agree on that. Like, why? I'm not doing that, because what if my husband gets mad and, like, locks me out or, like, clears our money out or something?
That's a really frightening concept. And I feel like a lot of men have that mindset. Like, have you ever been with somebody who's, like, done, like, little, like, microaggressive things like that before?
Not really a man, because I've never allowed a man to even have that much control over me. Like, you know, I've always had my own everything pretty much. Like, even if, like, I have had somebody like paying all my bills, like, all my stuff is in my name. So you, at the end of the day, you can't do nothing. I would never, like, I remember there was a guy trying to buy me a car, and he didn't want to put it in my name. And I was like, well, I don't want it. Yeah. Like, what's the point? Oh no, that did happen to me before. But the same guy, he had a car and he gave me the car, and I was still in my mind was like, I know this ain't my car for real, because he's not putting it in my name. But he went and got it towed when we got into it.
Oh yeah, I remember that story. I remember you told me that.
I forgot about that. That was hella.
I had a microaggression one time with a guy, and I had his Lyft. I had his Lyft account, and I was running that bitch up.
Really?
No, not really. But, like, I would. Like, anytime I needed it, I'm like, I'm going to use that account. Right. Why not? And I think we got into, like, an argument. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
ooh.
Yeah. And that was, like, a major kind of red flag to me. I was just like, that's, like, extremely, like, petty, you know?
The next relationship I get in, I want their Postmates account and their Uber account.
Yeah, I feel like those are things to, like, just be, like, considerate about what you're in your relationship. Right. Like, you know, like, my man, like,
With my ex, he used to give me so much money, but, like, I was like, I want the Postmates account. And he was like, when we get to a year, you can get the Postmates account.
Really?
Because he knows I'm going to run that bitch to the roof.
Like, and I'm honestly a low-key, like, I'm hella considerate. So I'm not going to, you know, you are
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm not going to
You're not going to do that. You're not going to really go crazy. I'm not going to be like,
let's all get $500 worth of food.
Yeah, like, no, I remember when I gave somebody my Uber account. Uh-huh. That bitch was running it up. She was getting Uber Blacks.
Oh, no. Oh, I remember
that.
Yeah,
I was so... It was like, I checked my account. It was like $700. I was like, are you smoking dick?
No, do you know that? I remember years ago when my little brother lived with me. He had came to LA and lived with me for a little bit. And he stole one of my old phones, got into it, and was running up my Uber behind my back. Little thieving ass.
Little
it's okay.
Thief.
I stole back from him, though, so it don't matter.
I made her pay me back, and she didn't pay me back all of it.
Oh,
but I was like, how dare you?
I know.
But I'm like, I wouldn't take advantage to that extent. I would have been like, you could have called a regular car. Like, why are you calling Uber Blacks to go 10 minutes?
Speaking of family, though, because we are going to do... Wait, what day is Thanksgiving?
Thursday.
Okay, so yeah, this episode drops the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like... Okay, so I am doing Thanksgiving in Oakland and, like, with all my family. But, like, so much of my family does not mess with each other. So it's like, oh, is so-and-so coming? Oh, okay, I'm not messing with her right now. Oh, is so-and-so? Like, oh, she don't like me? No, you know she didn't invite me. Like,
yeah.
It's just so much. And I'm just like, what does it feel like to have a normal family?
Nobody has a normal family, girl. I know. Not one singular person on this world has a normal family.
You think no. so?
I think there's always at least one crackhead.
Oh, baby, I got multiple of them.
I think there's always someone that's a little, like, there's nobody has a normal family. So that should honestly,
I'm crying at one crackhead.
Just, no, for sure. One's probably, some sibling's probably bipolar. Girl, there's always that one sibling.
That's my whole family. Always,
you know, so I think that nobody has a normal family. And I think over the holidays, people get a little bit more delirious. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my sisters is a police officer and she sees the most crime during the holidays.
Oh, I don't doubt
domestic
it.
Domestic violence, abuse, like it's, she's like, it gets crazy around the holidays. Family fighting. Mm-hmm. So like, she's been really adamant. She even said this to me the other day. She was like, I'm very adamant about like protecting my thoughts and my peace around this time because I know the devil is I'm sorry, but no, I know I'm like I know the devil is busy around lurking. The holidays. He's lurking, y'all. Aww. So it's like you have to be very mindful and not allow like people to get into your head or your space. You just have to be very like conscious with who you are and like, you know what I'm saying? I know it's hard for a lot of energies, but like there are a lot of arguments that could be avoided just by not even saying nothing, just letting people rock.
That's true. I also think it's so interesting how like how holidays, it's like I could not talk to this family member for a year straight, but now I got to see you on Christmas.
Yeah.
And act like, but it's like we really don't.
You? Yeah.
We don't, like, it's just crazy how like you're forced to be with a family you were born into.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, so many people would not be if that wasn't a thing, like you have to stay stuck to your family. Like there's a lot of people who don't mess with their family or see their family like for literally the whole year until Christmas, until Thanksgiving, like, you know, type thing. But I mean, I guess it's cool.
The silver lining.
Like, I feel like also another thing, which is kind of weird, like sometimes like since I'm an adult now, I feel like a lot of my family members don't even know me. Which is weird because it's like you knew me as a kid. So you know that version of myself. But like, I don't even know if our values align. Like, you know, I don't know if I would like you as a friend. Like, you get what I mean? So I don't know. I just be like thinking about stuff like that.
I think the silver lining with like holidays is that sometimes like I would rather see family, like I think of it this way, I'd rather see family for like holidays versus funerals.
Oh yeah.
So like, I think it's a good way to look at that, like from that perspective. Holidays or like weddings are always a good thing.
Right.
But I do think as well, that's why they say it's important to have like good friendships, because you get to pick those.
Right. Yeah.
But your family members, you don't always pick. And I think I would, I don't know. What? I think I would still pick all of my sisters.
Well, duh. I mean,
but there's people who are close. I know, but there's people who don't. I don't know. Maybe if there's, I don't know. Maybe.
No, there are some people who don't like their siblings, though.
Yeah, no, there's probably. I mean, I don't know. How can I say this? I'm not cool. Like, I'm so immediate with my sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, my outside cousins, I don't really like my first, second cousins. But the ones that are here now, yes.
Right, right.
But, like, they're all older than me, and I was also the baby. So, I don't really, like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, like,
We don't really have much in common. Like, we speak on Instagram and stuff like that. But, like, I'm not hitting them up every day and calling them. So, it's like, that's a little bit of normalcy, too. It's a lot of people who are also like that.
Right. Well, let's get into the advice, y'all. Let's get into it. Oh, somebody had DM'd us and was like, you guys should do a segment called Am I the Asshole? So let us know if that's something that you guys would like to see, because I think that's a cute little segment.
It is cute.
What is it called?
A-I-T-A. So what's another one that they'd be like, am I wrong or something like that? Advice segment. My BF and I have been together for 8 months now. I've met his family. He's met mine. We were super happy until recently. One night I went through his phone while he was asleep, and I went through his messages on Snapchat and looked up a name I used to see frequently in his social media before we started dating. I went through their messages, and the last time they texted was a month before he asked me to be his GF. We started talking December of 2023, and he started officially dating in March of 2024. So they last spoke on February 5th. I confronted him about it, and he didn't think it was a big deal because we weren't official, but it's always been just him since we started talking. Also, from December to March, we went on many dates. He met my family, and he even took me a family event of his.
Two family events.
I'm reading how she wrote it.
No, I know.
I know, yeah. It'd be fucking me up. Please help, y'all. I don't know what to do because we love each other so much, but I feel betrayed because I thought it was only me since the beginning. P.S. I love you guys so much. Love you too, girl. But I think you being dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, you guys weren't in a relationship.
You weren't in a relationship, so
it's just no point of getting overly worked up over something that doesn't matter.
It does not matter at all.
I understand feeling betrayed, but like,
I wouldn't even feel betrayed because honestly, it's March.
Well, December. I understand feeling away.
I could get feeling away, but making it a big deal, no, I think you dragging it and probably doing too much. And if you're not, probably even not dragging, you're probably just asking us, but like you said, until recently. But yeah, I think that at the end of the day, it was before you. And it's like, you still got to allow people to tie up loose ends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you need, they need at least like 3 months to tie up some loose ends.
3 months, baby.
You do. I wouldn't be mad at it. If we're not dating, then you could. If we're technically not dating and we're not in an official relationship, I cannot tell you what to do. Yeah. I cannot tell you at all.
I mean, unless you're exclusively dating.
If you're, but those are things that you have to talk about. Yeah. It seems like they started exclusively dating in March. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't be mad. I
wouldn't be mad though.
Obviously. Yeah. I'd be too understanding, low key. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be like, oh, I get it.
No, I would understand that too because it's just not worth
it. Yeah, it's not worth it. Yeah. So, girl, get over it. We love you.
Bye.